Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Daily Migs Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play B-Migs.
B-Migs, don't be a loser. B-Migs, you're a loser.
Who is ready to beat Migs? Well, I know I sure am, because we made it, and it's Friday.
Friday, mother effing Friday. Everybody's ready for the weekend.
It's Friday, Friday, hey, it's Donald Friday. Everybody's looking forward to the weekend.
In case you didn't know, it's Steve's birthday.
Thank you.
And I feel
and thank
like,
you for the Smarties,
oh,
Karen.
You're so welcome.
For my birthday, bought me a giant bag of Smarties candy.
You'll never run out, right?
No.
Never, ever. Let's get to our contestant who's ready to beat you on your birthday, and that is Travis from Puyallup. Travis, are you there?
I'm here.
Happy are you ready birthday, to Steve. Deliver a birthday loss to the birthday boy?
I am.
Thank you, Travis. I appreciate the birthday greeting.
All right, Steve, get out of here. For those who are playing along at home, Travis will have 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Yeah.
How many elements make up water?
3?
No.
2.
Yes. What country is the birthplace of Oktoberfest?
Germany.
Correct. What animated TV series followed the adventures of a cyborg police officer?
RoboCop?
No.
Pass.
Bartlett and Bosque are types of what fruit?
Pass.
What do the letters stand for in the band CCR?
Greetings, Clearwater Revive?
Yes. What is the top number of a fraction called?
The numerator?
Yes. Which city is home to the University of Oregon?
Eugene.
Yes. Which large animal's gestation period can be up to 22 months?
Elephant?
Yes. Who played Samantha in 16 Candles?
Molly Ringwald.
Correct. What is the chemical symbol for magnesium?
Mg?
Yes. Very well done, Travis. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Correct.
Oh,
I have a feeling he might lose on his birthday.
Fingers crossed.
He's out there enjoying Smarties, I think. Were you eating your Smarties to prepare for this quiz?
Oh, you know it.
You probably should have.
I snorted them, actually, this
oh,
time around.
Wow.
Crushed them up and snorted it.
Straight to the dome.
It's Friday. That's the kind of party I like to have, right?
Well, Travis has a great performance under his belt, Steve, so are you ready?
Might as well go win the whole f***ing thing.
Thank you, Cal.
How many elements make up water?
2.
Yes. What country is the birthplace of Oktoberfest?
That would be Germany.
Yes. What animated TV series followed the adventures of a cyborg police officer?
Also, it's Leavenworth Oktoberfest over at the Washington State Fair this weekend.
Nice.
RoboCop.
No.
What was the question again?
What animated TV series followed the adventures of a cyborg police officer?
Oh, my goodness. Knight Rider.
No.
Pass.
Bartlett and Bosque are types of what fruit?
Apples.
No.
Cherries.
No.
Watermelon.
No. What do the letters stand for in the band CCR?
Creedence Clearwater Revival.
Yes. What is the top number of a fraction called?
The numerator.
Correct. Which city is home to the University of Oregon?
Which city? Eugene.
Yes. Which large animal's gestation period can be up to 22 months?
Elephant.
Yes. Who played Samantha in 16 Candles?
Molly Ringwald.
Correct. What is the chemical symbol for magnesium?
MG.
Yes. What animated TV series followed the adventures of a cyborg police officer?
I don't know. Inspector Gadget.
Do I take it?
I heard the music still.
Okay,
I don't
fine.
Know.
We'll take it. Is which, it it's the difference maker, Steve.
Now I feel bad being like, take it.
Inspector Gadget.
Go Gadget Arms.
That is exactly it. Steve, that is a victory. 9-8. Sorry, Travis.
Oh, man, I call shenanigans.
We'll have to go back and check the tape.
We will. We'll roll the tape. Very nicely done. Let's hear a song. Neither you nor Travis are big pear guys. Bartlett pears. And Bosk are types of pears. Do you like a pear once in a while?
Oh, I love a freaking pear.
You do?
I know nothing about them. I just eat them.
Well, now you know that you can get Bartlett or Bosk pears.
All right, fine.
The Daily Mix Show.
Have you ever been to a concert that was more than just a concert? It was a whole event. 206-803-ROCK. What is a concert you've been to that was way more than just a concert?
I've been to a concert where it turned into a hootenanny.
I like that.
It was awesome.
206-803-ROCK. We will take your calls after Blind Melon. Steve Miggs. On Monday at this time, we have quite the announcement to deliver to our people.
I saw it on our social media pages. I'm like, let's freaking go.
We're going to give you details on something we are doing for the very first time, the very first of its kind. It is the KISW holiday event this year happening in December. Totally acoustic Christmas.
I wonder what that means.
Candy. I can't even tell. I can't tell the people. But we do have all those details coming on Monday morning at 8 a.m.
Now, we know the bands. Can I give a hint to the Rockaholics on what bands are playing?
Probably not.
I found a clip from each band. And I feel like I made them small enough. So if you can figure it out, good on you. Otherwise, you have to wait till Monday morning at 8 o'clock.
So these are not Hook or Shook 1 second clips.
A little less than a second of good. Each one. So these are all the bands that are going to be playing. Are you ready?
Yes. That's all of them?
That's all the bands.
I don't even know how many bands that was.
There's a lot.
Can we hear it again?
You want to hear it again?
Yes.
Okay, here we go. All of those bands will be, you know what, I'll make it easier for you. I'll separate each song.
Okay.
Are you ready?
Yes.
There you go.
Now I got it.
All of those bands are going to be doing an acoustic for KSW.
That is fantastic.
So have you ever been to it? Because I love this because it's exciting that like not only are they performing their songs, but they're doing an acoustic. It's different. It's unique. I love going to concerts like that. I think about a time I went and saw Weezer, and they invited all their fans to bring, and Weezer's not one of the bands, but they invited all their fans to bring whatever instrument you want, and it was a full-on hootenanny. They did a tour called the Hootenanny Tour.
Oh, my gosh.
So I think I had maracas and like one of those the egg shakers, and there we are. Few hundred people, all with somebody brought their drum set. Another
Holy
person brought
cow.
A guitar with an amp, and it was so much fun. It was like one of those concerts I'll never forget.
Oh, for me, it would be the Sphere in Las Vegas. Okay, Dead and Company. Like, I mean, yeah. It's a concert, but it's a whole spectacle.
It's a visual experience.
Well, we have some folks that would like to weigh in on this, Steve Miggs. A concert you went to that was more than just a concert. Sean in Tacoma, what was that show for you?
Hey, everybody, how's it going?
We're doing great. How are you?
Good. The concert I went to is called Reggae on the River. They do it every year up in Garberville, California. And it's a 3-day event. There's probably, I don't know, 30 to 40 different reggae bands that will perform.
That's a lot of reggae.
It's on private property, which is kind of the key to the story, is because it's not only a concert. It's kind of like a drug fest, really.
You don't say. Does it smell like friendship around there?
Oh, definitely. Very
patchouli and friendship.
But, I mean, there's people selling, I mean, literally pounds and pounds of marijuana because it's in Northern California, so it's pretty prevalent there. Anything you could imagine, you pretty much, there's no rules, as long as you're not doing anything violent or crazy. One of the things that kind of sticks out in my life is because it sort of changed my life a little bit because I'm originally from California, but the people that I met there end up becoming lifelong friends, and that's why the reason why I live in Washington now, is because when I met those guys.
Oh, that's too cool, man.
I love that.
It makes me think of when I remember seeing Phish at my old college in Plattsburgh. It was called the Clifford Ball, and it was on the old Air Force base that was shut down, but it was a big grounds. And it was kind of the same thing. There were cops all around the Air Force base basically saying, do whatever you want in there, but the minute you cross the street, then you're in trouble.
Leave it inside.
Yes.
206-803-ROCK. Peter in Seattle, what is that concert you went to that was more than just a concert?
Good morning, guys. Happy birthday, Megs.
Oh, thank you, brother.
Right on. So my one of my most memorable events when I was a young buck, you know, out of high school, was the Showbox Soto Hangovers Ball. I got so drunk. I don't even remember who was playing. I think it was either like Shinedown or Buck Cherry or something like that.
That's awesome.
What I do remember is I only met two great celebrities in Seattle over my lifetime. One was Sean Kemp at a dump when I was dumping garbage. And the other one was Ryan Castle, and he gave me a cigarette at that Showbox Soto, and we shared a cigarette outside, which was pretty cool.
Peter, I'm sorry, but meeting Sean Kemp at a dump might be one of my favorite celebrity encounters of all time.
The Daily Mix Show.
It is all set, Rockaholics. It's the Mariners versus the Tigers in the American League Divisional Series. Many people are already weighing in on this, so we have to go straight to the comments at 8:20.
Go Mariners.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Everyone knows social media is a time suck, and what you're about to hear proves it. If it's online, someone, somewhere has an opinion and is whining about it. So let's get straight to the comments.
The American League Divisional Series is all set. It will be our Seattle Mariners versus the Detroit Tigers. And CBS Sports spoke with analyst and former GM Jim Bowden to preview the game.
How much are you looking forward to the Tarek Skubal Cal Raleigh matchup in this one? And as I mentioned, Skubal played college baseball at Seattle University, so a homecoming for him here.
Yeah, I mean, look, it'll be fun because Tarek Skubal is going to win the Cy Young Award, second consecutive year that he won in the American League. In my opinion, Cal Raleigh is going to win the MVP slightly over Aaron Judge.
I already like this Jim Bowden guy.
Love to hear it.
Yes.
So to see the Cy Young Award winner face the MVP one-on-one, it's going to be great. The problem with the Tigers is he only gets to start one game every 5 days or 4 days, and he's not going to start game one. He's going to start game two, which makes it almost impossible to pitch game five, or at least a lot of game five. I said all along, I thought Seattle was the best team in the American League. I predicted before the...
I continue to like this guy.
I love him.
Yeah, he's brilliant.
I predicted before the postseason started that it would be a Mariners-Phillies World Series.
Ooh.
So I'm going to stick with that for now, but I'll be subject to change based on how they play coming up this week.
I just popped in my head. How great would that be? Mariners versus Phillies. One team has the Phillies Karen. The other team has the Mariners Glenn. Both got balls. One decided to take it from a kid. The other one gave it to a kid.
I love that, Steve.
This is what, like, you know, Disney films write stories about. Never.
Expert analysis on your behalf. Thank you. So all over social media, the MLB, they wrote Motor City versus Emerald City.
I saw that. That was kind of cool.
So cool. The Tigers and the Mariners meet in the postseason for the very first time. And many have comments on this. So let's go straight to the comments.
Yeah, a lot of people are commenting on that post by Major League Baseball, both on Facebook, Instagram, X, all those places. So we found a few of those comments. And we figured, who better to read it? You know, because we're nice here in Seattle, so I figured we'd go with a luminary from Detroit to read it.
Is it Eminem?
Nailed it!
Yeah!
All right, ready for the first comment?
Yes.
From Robot Marshall Mathers.
Coffee versus hot dogs.
So Seattle's known for coffee. Is Detroit known for hot dogs?
We have a Seattle dog, bro.
And Chicago, I think, is known for hot dogs. I think Detroit would be more known for their delicious pizza.
Yeah.
Huh.
I think we win in both categories. The Seattle dog is superior to any dog out of Detroit.
And Detroit-style pizza is better here in Seattle with Moto Pizza than it is there. Or Tacoma
Pie.
Yeah,
you heard it.
Yeah, suck it, Detroit.
Detroit seems to struggle scoring. I can't see them even competing versus Seattle. Will they even get a game?
I hope not.
No, I'd prefer not.
I mean, I know regular season doesn't matter anymore because, I mean, if you look at regular season, I don't think the Yankees did all too well against the Red Sox and they just kind of spanked them in the postseason, or at least in the last game. But the Mariners have won their last four games against Detroit.
Let's keep it going.
Hopefully they win their next three.
Yes.
Can both teams lose?
You take that back.
You know what I think has been kind of fun, though, is I feel like anyone who doesn't have a team in the playoffs seem to be rooting for the Mariners just because of the lore of the Mariners never going to the World Series.
We really are the ultimate underdog in Major League Baseball. So, yes, if you're not a Detroit fan, you should be rooting for us.
And I mean, I may be a bias, but it seems like a rather likable team, especially when your star player is known as Big Dumper.
1,000,000%.
More like Motor City versus Jet City or Eminem versus Macklemore.
Well, I do like Jet City.
Yeah.
But I feel like it can be more Eminem versus Sir Mix-a-Lot.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah.
Seattle is going to show us just how much of a fraud they are. Signed, a proud Rangers fan.
How are the Rangers doing in the playoffs right now?
Yeah. Tell us.
Kiss our ass.
Seattle in 5. Easy win. Tigers can't score.
Oh, I'm okay with that, but Seattle in 5 is not an easy win. That means it went the entire series. There's nothing easy about going 5 games.
Like nail biting.
But thanks for the expert analysis.
When I think of baseball cities, Seattle is not on the list. Went to a game there in June, came out to shit in the sidewalk, and fentanyl zombies all stretched out. Seattle is a dump.
Well, you got the full Seattle experience then.
Yeah, congratulations.
And sometimes it's crack.
Yeah, it's not all Fenty all the time.
Yeah.
Of course, they facing each other for the first time. You don't see the Mariners in the playoffs that often.
Oh, don't let the facts get in the way of a good time. But you're not wrong.
The Daily Mix Show.
Rockaholics, we have a Mariners watch party happening. If you didn't already get the info, Steve Miggs, we've got it all up on our website at KSW.com. And we were waiting and waiting and waiting to find out what time. Now we know it's only 2 hours before the Sounders match on Saturday.
5:30-ish tomorrow. We're at the hall on Occidental, right across the street pretty much from T-Mobile Park.
And if you want more details, you can head to KISW.com. Join us for all the fun rooting on our beloved Seattle Mariners. We know that many rockaholics are just waking up. They're thinking to themselves, I hope Steve Miggs has a great birthday today. And then they're probably also curious what's happening out there in the world of pop culture. So we are going to tell them what's trending.
On the Daily Mix Show, what's trending? Let's go. Let's go.
The most trendingest of all right now, Steve Miggs, is our Seattle Mariners. And we've put together the ultimate playoff watch party at the hall.
I am so fired up for this party.
I am too. And when we first walked into the hall, we fell in love with it. They have great beers on tap, awesome food.
Pretzels.
They've got pretzels galore.
They ice cream.
The mascots of all Seattle sports in like black and white old school photos on the wall. It's awesome. And we knew we wanted to throw a party there. So we've got Gary Zaretti, the owner of the hall, on with us right now to talk about our little party tomorrow at 5:30. Gary, good morning.
Good morning. How are you guys?
Dude, so great to have you on. It was great to meet you. We got to meet you over at the cystic fibrosis stair climb that we did right across the street from T-Mobile Park. Went over to the hall, fell in love with the place, got to chat with you. And tomorrow, we get to watch the Mariners with you.
Yeah, man. You know, I can speak for the whole city right now. We need to get through this Friday and get to tomorrow. Everyone is so excited.
You must be so fired up. I mean, you have a bar and a spot right by T-Mobile Park, right by Lumen Field. You're constantly in hanging with all the sports fans here in the Pacific Northwest. But here we are, finally, after so many years, the Mariners are the AL West champs, they won the AL West, and now here we are going into the American League Divisional Series.
Yeah, we just can't wait. I mean, it's just electric out there. It's all anyone's talking about. We are building this incredible 15,000 square foot beer garden right outside Gate 4 in Occidental. We're setting up all the tents today. It's gonna be such a cool weekend, man.
And then there's other sports going on too. So like the Mariners game is gonna be going on, and then the Sounders match is gonna be happening pretty like 2 hours after that.
Yeah, yeah, and the Sounders, they're playing the Timbers from Portland. I think they sold over 50,000 tickets. It's going to be a huge game. And then Sunday, we have the Hawks at 1 o'clock, and then again, then at 5, the second Mariner game. It's going to be, it's just wild. I can't even believe it.
Do you have a cot that we can borrow and just stay there? Because I don't even want to leave Seattle. You know,
there's condos upstairs. We'll get an Airbnb, and we'll take care of it.
So, Gary, how is your staff preparing for this right now? Because I can imagine this is going to be a weekend probably unlike any other at the Hall on Occidental.
Yeah, I mean, hopefully they're sleeping a lot. Because, I mean, it is going to be like probably 12-hour days for everybody. It's just going to be such. But you know what? The energy just gets you through that kind of stuff. You know what I mean? And we're just prepping as much food. We're smash burgers and brats. And it's just going to be, I mean, the amount of stuff and the amount of beer that we've had to bring in, 70, 80, 100 kegs just be able to serve the beer garden. It's just going to be, man, it's going to be the party of the year for sure.
So I got to ask
you
that.
We do it for every Mariner game, by the way. All the way through the World Series, when we win the World Series, we'll still be there.
Yes. Oh, that's so awesome. And for someone who's never been to the Hall in Occidental, we got to go there and we fell in love with the spot. But what would you recommend if they're going in there? Like, what is the one food item that Gary always wants to get when he's at his own place?
I mean, our absolute signature is our OG smash burger. I mean, that's just the best. And it's right there with the fresh baked pretzel. We have 4 full-time bakers that make fresh pretzels every day, and those are amazing also. So you can't go wrong with either one.
Gary, does the burger have like a special sauce on it? Tell me about it.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I can't tell you. It's a secret.
It's a secret sauce?
It's called the Hall sauce. Yeah, it's secret, but it's amazing.
I'm definitely having that tomorrow.
Yeah, you got to try it. The peanut butter bacon burger. I mean, stop it.
Okay,
that'd be crazy.
Million-dollar question, because we argue about, I'm a massive pretzel fan, and I loved your pretzel when we went to the Hall, but I got to ask you, when you eat a pretzel, what kind of dipping sauce do you use, if any?
We use our homemade cheese sauce that we make from scratch. I think that's the best. The secret is cinnamon cream cheese, and have a sweet pretzel. That's also amazing with a hot pretzel. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I typically eat my pretzel just by itself, but I might have to try that. That sounds amazing.
I will see you guys there. I mean, I can't wait for everyone to come out. It's going to be a fun day.
Hey, Gary, we're fired up, man. It's fun to be in October and being excited about Mariners games.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. It's crazy. And the Seahawks and it's wild. I don't know what to say.
Well, Gary, thank you so much for letting us share your space tomorrow. We're going to have such a blast. And if people want to get more information on the Mariners watch party, they can go to KISW.com.
That's amazing. Thank you guys so much for supporting us.
Okay, take care, Gary. Amazing.
The Daily Mix Show.
How would you like to beat Steve Miggs on his
birthday?
Limp
Bizkit?
He has a record of 315 wins, 101 losses, and 86 ties so far in 2025. You can call 206-803-ROCK, and we will play Beat the Birthday Boy, Steve Miggs, at 850.
Naughty, naughty Cal.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.